This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, some of you have been accepted to Harvard. I think some of my listeners have been accepted to Harvard. Congratulations. Well, you may want to look in your mailbox because some of you guys might have lost your Harvard acceptance. From what we understand, Harvard has rescinded the acceptances of at least 10 incoming freshmen because of some little bad things that you guys did. Apparently, 100 members from the class of 2021 contacted each other to set up a meme group at the end of December. Now, these quote-unquote meme groups are groups that, I guess, get these pictures online, and I guess you type in certain phrases. That's what these memes are that you see on Facebook all the time. I hate that term meme. It sounds stupid. Well, the Harvard Crimson reports that at least 10 members have been rescinded of their acceptance and their acceptance that are taken away because they put up offensive memes. All right. This has been very common at American universities from what we understand. All right. 100 students from the incoming freshman class contacted each other through the official class of 2021 Facebook group. They set up a meme chat. The group was called Harvard Memes for Horny Bourgeois Teens. Do we use that word bourgeois? Are you kidding me? Really? But the jokes were not dirty enough for some members. So I guess some members started an offshoot group for more R-rated posts. Now, in order to get accepted into that group, the founders demanded that students post provocative memes in the first group. According to screenshots of some of the posts obtained by the Crimson, the memes posted in the smaller group included images mocking sexual assault, the Holocaust, and the deaths of children. Some of the messages joked about abusing children was sexually arousing, while others had punchlines directed at specific ethnic or racial groups. One had a hypothetical hanging of a Mexican child, and they called it piñata time. This is ridiculous. Admissions office officials found about the Facebook page in mid-April, and then they contacted the students involved over email, demanded that they disclose every single picture they sent the group, and provide a statement explaining themselves. Good for the admissions committee. You gotta get on this. This is stupid. I know we have freedom of speech, and I will defend our freedom of speech, but when you start posting, I get, if you have unprofessional behavior, unprofessional conduct that, will represent the school in a bad way, I think the school has every right, to, rescind their acceptance letter. Absolutely. Same thing with the job. If you sit there and insult minorities, women, men, anybody, any ethnicity, and, you do that online, and it's unbecoming of the, what's the word that we're looking for? I'm sorry, why am I losing my words? I think I need a thesaurus. But the diversity, let's say, of the company, et cetera, and, it's, unfortunately now, everything on social media, represents you, represents your company, represents others. And with the way things now kind of snowball and go viral, you have to, when you do Facebook, you have to have your quote-unquote public image Facebook, and then anything you want to keep private or anything you want to say or anything you feel, let's say you don't like men or you don't like women or you don't like dogs or you don't like gerbils or you don't like whatever, all right, in this day and age, you can't post things like that. It's a problem with our freedom of speech issues, but it's at the point now where you know, people have taken it on, taken it just too far. And the reason why is we have idiots out there. So we have idiots out there that may think about, all right, well, you know, that's a good way to kill somebody or that's a good way to hang somebody. You know, what Kathy Griffin did. Kathy Griffin, I think, is an idiot. I don't know why she decided to do this severed Trump head thing. Okay, I mean, you know, my guess is it helps become relevant. Everybody in the news talked about her. Right? She was in the news all weekend long. So that just got her, she's still in the news. Right? So for weeks, people are going to be talking about Kathy Griffin and her severed head, and she's an artist, and, you know, she doesn't like Trump, and that was a, you know, a real artistic way of expressing yourself. Not when ISIS is beheading people. Not when people are taking machetes when they go to work to try to behead. Okay? You know, beheading now is not something that we want to admire and go, ah, that's artistry. So when I saw what Kathy Griffin did, I didn't look at it as artistry. Now, mind you, I understand. I'm in show business. You know, being a media artist yourself, you know, you'll look at what others do and go, oh, you know, I get that. You know, dressing up in a Ronald McDonald suit or dressing up with, you know, I get that. But, you know, showing a severed bloody head of the current president, that's not art. That's stupidity. So she loses her New Year's Eve job with CNN. I don't know if CNN's going to, you know, invite her back, but initially it looks like she lost her, you know, her job. It looks like she's losing sponsors. And, you know, is it a freedom of speech thing or is it this person stupid? So going back to these Harvard students, okay, putting up a hypothetical hanging of a Mexican child saying piñata time is stupid. And if a university doesn't want to have anything to do with stupidity, I think they have every right. So good for the admissions committee for getting on that. And, you know, if you are going to the caliber of Harvard or going to the caliber of University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or going to UCLA or UNR or Toro University or whatever, you know, if you want to be, you know, go to a university status, okay, you're being accepted to that university because you have some level of intelligence. And it doesn't show intelligence when you post something online that's, you know, that discriminatory and that derogatory. It's ridiculous. You know, I don't know where we need to go with our freedom of speech and where we need to go with, you know, how we do things online and viral. But I like the idea of an anti-stupidity movement. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client,
client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So did you guys hear about the story? A dad overdoses on heroin to teach his addict son a lesson. This is out of Brooklyn, New York. A Sheepshead Bay father found his son's heroin stash. He was angry, so angry that he shot it up himself, almost dying of an overdose, to send a message. He says, "I told him, if you're not going to stop, I will do the same as you do." According to Sarah Cherie Natofsky, 45 years old, he told The Post, "I tried to send it to rehab. He promised me he was going to go, and I found it again." He said the life lesson, as risky as it was, seemed to have worked. Sergi's son, Mikey, 23 years old, told The Post that he was scared. he was scared, and there's a typo here, and he went back to rehab after discovering his father passed out in their living room. After seeing this, I definitely want to go. I've been doing this since I was 15. I'm 23 now. I can't keep doing this. The boy has been doing heroin, shooting heroin, since he was 15. I mean, I finished puberty. Well, no, I finished puberty when I was 13. I was a sophomore year in high school. I cannot imagine having shot heroin as a high school student. I still was an innocent little dumb, you know, whatever, back then. I don't get that. So for 8 years now, he's been shooting heroin, this kid. When Michael, M-A-Y-K-L, found his father, it was immediately clear that he was overdosing. Michael used CPR and Narcan to breathe life back into his dad. Sergey has had to do the same for his son on 4 different occasions. Sergey told the Post that he felt back to normal the next day, though he can't recall much of the episode. He remembers going to turn off the television. The next thing he remembers is waking up with medics surrounding him. My son was screaming at me, "Pop, pop, are you crazy? You almost died." Michael's mother kicked him out over his heroin use as a teenager. Sergey says he's been trying to help his son ever since. But Michael, whose fight with an ex has gotten him in trouble with the apartment complex, has left both men at risk of eviction. Both men, huh? "I'm trying to kick him out of my apartment into rehab. We've been notified of eviction, and I need to prove he's gone by May 31st, which was a few days back, or I'm out as well. Sergey, originally from the Ukraine, says he's willing to risk it all to keep his son alive." Now, when I first heard this story, I'm like, wait a second. A dad did heroin to teach his son a lesson. You know, at first I was like, no, the dad found the heroin, decided to, you know, have some fun himself, almost overdoses himself, and the son's like, "You want to know what? This is bad. I got to get out of the house." But I really believe the dad. I believe that the dad decided to teach the boy a lesson. I mean, what do you do after 8 years of your kid not listening to you? You know, I really feel bad for the parents out there whose kids, you know, are killing themselves. And, you know, you tell them to stop. You try to get them into rehab. You try to help them. And they don't listen. Or they hide from you. Or you're the enemy. And these kids go off into a corner of the world and they kill themselves. And they needed your help. And they wanted your help. And they might have said days before, they want your help. And unfortunately, they kill themselves. Accidentally, inadvertently. And if I was, you know, a parent going through that with my kids, I don't know what I would do. I mean, I would want to hog tie him down, zip tie him down, and I would, you know, want to restrain them. And, you know, but you can't do that. Not when they're, you know, not when they're 23 years old. You know, you can't force somebody by will to go into rehab. You can't. You know, some parents have called the police on their, you can't do that either. You know, and most of us wouldn't want to do that. We don't want our kids in jail. Can be worse. So, it's frustrating and it's sad. So if this father didn't do it for funsies, but I'm still a little scratching my head on this one. If the father meant to overdose himself to teach the kid a point, the father would have known that he could have died. And what good are you to your son dead? So I'm still a little confused by this. Unless he told his son, "Look, I'm going to overdose and I'm going to show you what it looks like. You're going to be scared to death. Here's the Narcan. Here's exactly what you do." I mean, unless that was what was said. But if the son just found his dad, something still doesn't seem right about this. But if the father did do this solely to help his son, wow, I'd say that he gets a Father of the Year award for this one. Now, we got some more unfortunate bad news about teenagers. We're being told here from Daily Mail that teenagers are attempting suicide just to access mental health services. Nearly 25% are denied treatment because their disorder is not considered severe enough. But if they attempt suicide, they could then get therapy. Now, I remember seeing something similar to this when I was in training. If somebody broke the law, they'd get fed. that get brought out of the cold into jail. Or if somebody tried to commit suicide, they'd get to come into a warm hospital, get at least 3 days admission, get fed, get bathed, get cleaned. And so this doesn't shock me. Here we are in 2017, and we're seeing this unfortunately happen. But it's a shame that it has to be, especially with kids. They say an unnamed principal referred to 3 suicide attempts by her students in a bid to be seen by specialist medical professionals. Now, I believe this occurred in England. Previous research from the Educational Policy Institute states 25% of children referred to the NHS in England for mental health treatment are later turned away. Now, I speak a lot about what's going on across the pond because people in America want our healthcare system to mimic other countries' healthcare systems, including England. 25% of children being referred to the health system in England are turned away for mental health. Why? Because their condition is not considered serious enough or not considered suitable for a specialist mental health treatment. This is what happens when everything is on the government dime. Okay? You know, in America, if you want to be seen, there may not be a lot of options out there, but if you want to be seen and you have the money to be seen, you know, you'll get seen. But if it's, well, you know, we only have X amount of, you know, spots during the day to see people, and we'll only see the serious ones, and your eating disorder isn't serious enough for us, so sorry, goodbye. That's a problem. They say a past survey looked at 84% of UK experts believe it has become more difficult for young mental health disorder sufferers to get the help they need. Some claim this is due to funding cuts to such services. Young people are increasingly encouraged to take their own lives as they feel they're not being taken seriously. This is, I've known people who have taken their lives. And they weren't, you know, attempts or cries for help. These were, I'm done. What we're talking about here are these are children that are trying to get noticed. So they are doing suicide attempts to get noticed. And there's a variety of ways to do that. Now, I mean, I don't want to list them because I don't want to give people ideas. But, you know, YouTube teaches you very easily how to, you know, take your life. You know, either with razors or either with, you know, cars, carbon monoxide and, you know, et cetera, asphyxiation. And so, in school we learn that when, you know, people put their life at when they do attempts, you know, more often women will do an attempt, but more often men will succeed. So women are more often likely to try and take their life, but men are much more successful at it. And it might be because men, when they decide to do it, they're like, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to end it. It's on my own accord. It's on my own volition, my own terms. It's being done. I know exactly what I want to do. I'm done. Whereas maybe many women are like, you know what? I want people to miss me. I want people to go, oh my gosh, I want people to know. And, you know, part of them wants to still live. And so some of their attempts, even though many are very successful at killing themselves, but some of their attempts may be more of a cry for help. They say between 2010 and 2015, NHS spending on children's mental health services actually fell. 67% of respondents warned waiting times had increased over the past 5 years. 33% said their workplace was facing closure. Now, Theresa May over there has vowed to rectify the injustice faced by mental illness patients, but we're dealing with this here in the States. We don't have enough facilities. We don't have enough government funds. We just don't have enough services. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We are back on the Doc Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So about a week ago, one of the medical researchers had said that sleepy pills is worse for you than smoking. And sleepy pill use is, quote, as bad as smoking. Arizona State researcher Sean Youngstead, who researches sleep, told CNN that taking sleeping pills are as bad as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. They cause infections, falling, dementia in the elderly, and they lose their effectiveness after a few weeks. Now, many of us have taken sleeping pills just to help us take the edge off, help us fall asleep, help us, fight insomnia. And sleeping medications, especially when you have shift work or people that work graveyard, etc. Unfortunately, sleeping medications has been like a mainstay of many people's unfortunate medication regimen to help them fall asleep. And so, unfortunately, it is probably one of the more popular medications out there. And this Sean Youngstead sleep researcher recommends that maybe you do something else than take sleeping medications. And let's kind of review what kind of sleeping medications are out there. All right. Well, you know, we have the benzodiazepines, which are the lorazepam, alprazolam, those of you that take Ativan and Xanax for sleep. Some of you may use that for sleep. Some may use antihistamines like diphenhydramine. People that take Tylenol PM or Advil PM, there's diphenhydramine in that. That helps you sleep. Non-benzodiazepine sedative hypnotic medications, those are the Ambiens or the Zolpidems. Those have also been studied. And side effects of these medications, there's a variety of other medications that people use for sleep, barbiturates and you know, a variety of other medications, antidepressants, etc. They could cause sleepwalking, insomnia, numbness, tingling, diarrhea, constipation, memory loss, dizziness, and more. You know, I had a patient who had double vision. And unfortunately, we didn't know what was causing her double vision. And she had been taking Ambien. And I, you know, sent her to a sleep specialist, sent her to a neurologist for the insomnia. And for the double vision, she had been seeing eye doctors for years, even before she came to me. And I go, for poops and giggles, why don't we stop some of the medications that you're taking? And the main medication she was taking was Zolpidem for sleep. We stopped the Zolpidem, and her blurry vision diminished drastically. She was being worked up for multiple sclerosis and brain tumor and a variety of things. But for some reason, her sleeping medication put her at risk for double vision. So when you have a medication that works on the brain, it can be pretty scary stuff. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but a few years back, there was a study that looked at close to 11,000 people. And they found that those who used sleeping pills were four times as likely to die in the 2.5-year study than those who didn't use sleeping medications. Dr. Kripke and his colleagues at Scripps also found a 35% increased risk of, get this, cancer. An increased risk of cancer in people who use sleeping pills. They noticed lymphoma, lung, colon, and prostate cancer risk. And they noticed that those risks were worse than that of smoking. I don't know how the hell a sleeping pill could put you at higher risk for cancer, but we'll talk about that. 2012, also another study published in Thorax, found benzodiazepines, the Ativans, Xanaxes, etc., linked to severe lung infection, pneumonia. In 2014, there was a study out of China Medical University in Taiwan. They found that only four sleeping pills a year would increase the risk of heart attack by 20%. And 60 tablets a year was linked to a 50% increase in a heart attack. 60 tablets a year. So if you take a sleeping pill just once a week, you are close to that 60 tablets a year. They say another study, and this blows my mind, found sleeping pills increased risk of aortic dissection. Aortic dissection, that's where the main artery, the aorta, starts to have two lumens. So blood starts to go into the wall of the artery and make a whole new pathway. That's called aortic dissection. And unfortunately, that could cause a horrible death. It's something you don't want. So what's going on here? Because sleeping medications are huge. And in fact, we are going to see a bigger rise in sleeping medications as people are having difficulty getting pain medications. When people are in pain, all right, many people take pain medications so they could sleep. Well, the opposite now is happening, where people are taking sleeping medications so they could sleep through the pain. If you're asleep, hopefully the pain doesn't wake you up if you're heavily sedated. You know, we don't know why Michael Jackson asked Dr. Conrad Murray to give him propofol. Propofol is a medication that we use, you know, to sedate you in surgery. And it's only supposed to be used in a hospital setting. And, you know, once in a blue moon for surgery. It's not supposed to be used on a nightly basis. Well, for some reason, Michael Jackson had issues with insomnia. And was it just because he couldn't sleep, or was it because he had pain issues? And the only thing that helped his pain was him being completely anesthetized. That's scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what causes insomnia? Well, first, what is insomnia? So insomnia is a disorder where you have trouble falling asleep and you have trouble staying asleep. So you could fall asleep, but then if you wake up a couple hours and you're up, we call that insomnia. Or you can't fall asleep to begin with. But once we get you to sleep, you could sleep through. So insomnia is multifaceted. Medications could cause you to have insomnia, like stimulants, medications for ADD, diet pills, decongestants. That could keep you awake. Caffeine could keep you awake. Alcohol messes with your sleep cycle. Stress, anxiety, depression. If you have a thyroid disorder, when somebody says, I can't sleep, we check for thyroid. Hyperthyroid could cause you to not sleep. Chronic pain is a biggie. Neck and back arthritis. You know, I have this written down on my website. I have an article written down if you want to check it out. The reason why I separated chronic pain with neck and back arthritis is some people, they just can't get comfortable. It's one thing to be in pain and not be able to sleep, but you have other people where they just can't get comfortable. It's not so much a pain issue, but they have a stiff neck or they have a stiff back. And they just can't get themselves into a nice, comfortable position to fall asleep. Well, how many of us get arthritis in our necks and backs? A lot of us do. Diabetes could prevent sleep. You have certain factors with your glucagon and your epinephrine. Also, you get up a lot of night to pee. Respiratory conditions like asthma, COPD can prevent sleep. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, heavy heartburn can prevent sleeping. Bladder issues, prostate issues, urinary issues, diarrhea. You have diarrhea and irritable bowel, it's hard to sleep. Neurological conditions, sleep apnea. Maybe your body doesn't want you to fall asleep because you're going to stop breathing in your sleep. Of course, environmental issues, noise, temperature, and kitty cats. The primary cause of my insomnia are the kitty cats. Kitty cats decide to come. They want to play, please. They want to do lovey-dovey. They want to bite my nails and bite my fingers. I can't sleep. So how do you treat insomnia? Well, one thing you could do is you could lower the room temperature to an average of 65 degrees. There's been lots of studies looking at the cooler the room, the easier it is for you to fall asleep. I also recommend to shut off the artificial lights, right, a couple hours before you go to bed. You can't be watching TV or looking at a computer and then trying to go to sleep. That's not going to work for a lot of people. You need to use the natural light. Go outside, sit on the porch, listen to the crickets, okay, let your melatonin kick in. You got to avoid alcohol. Maybe you could add tryptophan-rich foods in your dinner like fish, nuts, tofu, turkey, eggs, seeds, a warm bath, cognitive behavioral therapy. Sometimes we use sleep therapists. Using aromatherapy with lavender could also help. If you do shift work, you need blackout curtains to keep out the light. But a big thing is you got to do exercise. Sleep researcher Young said exercise is healthier than sleeping aids, and those who are physically active have less issues with insomnia. So interesting study, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. My son is graduating 8th grade this week, so my baby is going to be going off to high school, so I'll have two boys in high school. And my baby's leaving me. I can't believe my baby's going to be a big boy. I haven't decided what I'm going to do when they call his name at graduation. I want to be obnoxious about it. You know, I want to have fun. I remember years ago, the 70s and 80s, some group of parents, when Billy Knievel went across the stage, played a bugle or a trumpet. And so I want to do something like that, you know. where, you know, Brooke Wax, you know, something like that, right? You know, or I don't know, something obnoxious. But I got to figure it out. I'll figure it out. And I'll tell you guys what I did. Big boys, it's hard. Hard seeing your kids grow up, you know, and you only have X amount of time to embarrass them. You know, everybody acts like, you know, parents don't want to embarrass them. They embarrass them by accident. No, no, we actually really, we sit there. We do. We high-five each other when you aren't looking. Okay? It's fun. It's fun to embarrass the kids. It's just what we like to do. We love our kids. We love them to death. They're our babies. And that's how we show them. Oh, see, nobody wants to see a parent go, oh, my baby's so smart. Oh, my baby's whatever. So how do I get people to notice my kids? I do something embarrassing. Okay? I can't sit there when my kid walks across the stage going, yay, my boy is the greatest. He's the greatest kid. Yay, yay, yay. Whatever. You can't do that. Can't do that. Parents hate that. But if you call them by their little baby nickname when they were little babies, like poopy diaper, so everybody's going to look at your kid. That's how you do it. That's how we parents roll. Speaking of rolling, some of you guys like to take cruises. I guess there's a new cruise ship, which, wow, you're going to want to roll on this one. This looks fancy. MSC Cruises announces plans for its new world-class cruise ship, which will carry 6,850 guests, have 2,760 cabins, and I guess it is going to take off in France's Saint-Nazaire last week, or it did at a ceremony last week. Sorry. Looks like I had no idea it was last week. Yeah, like I'm really going to fly to France for this. An artist showed the ship. So this was a picture. It wasn't necessarily, I guess, I don't think the ship has already been made. The 200,000-ton vessel, the first of which will be delivered in 2022, will have room for 70 more passengers than Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Seas, Harmony of the Seas, which is the current record holder, which has a capacity of 6,780. So, wow, 70 more passengers will be able to be on this new cruise ship, the world-class futuristic Y shape. It's a beautiful ship. What I see right now, the ship, it is gorgeous. I only count nine lifeboats on one side of it. 18 lifeboats. Okay, I don't like that. Guys, before you launch the ship, can you please watch the Titanic? You need more lifeboats than that. There's supposed to be a lot more lifeboats. I don't know whether that, maybe it's just the picture. Maybe they just decided to make it look pretty. So they had less of it, but you're going to need more than, because 9 times 2 is 18. You're going to need more than 18 lifeboats. Unless these lifeboats carry, I don't know, how many people, right? 100, 1,800, 50, 70 people? I don't know. I'll figure out the math later. I'll figure out the math and I'll tell you. Anyway, they say the world-class futuristic Y-shaped structure will enable sweeping panoramic sea views, according to its manufacturer's SFX France. They are going to increase the proportion of balcony cabins. Yeah, boy, it's expensive. Have you ever tried to cruise and then have a balcony? It's expensive. Described by MSC as being the world's most modern and technologically advanced cruise ship, their bows have been designed to further improve stability and hydrodynamics. 1,080 feet high. They also have little villages, panoramic aft deck, a glass pool lounge. There's going to be 4 ships of this size delivered between 2022 and 2026. Fancy. Man. Harmony of the Seas is, I guess, one of the biggest now. CGI image of what the ships will look like was unveiled. French President Emmanuel Macron and Minister of the Economy Bruno Le Maire were there. This is some fancy stuff. I want to go on a cruise. It is. These cruises, if you've never been on a cruise, wow-wee. I mean, you know, even if you're afraid of water, when you're on a cruise, it's like a city. It's like you're in, you have restaurants, you have entertainment, you have a theater, a movie theater, there's a casino, there's a mall. It's like being in one of the biggest shopping mall hotels that you've ever been in. And you get to run around, there's a lot of security. I don't like walking down. Where I get nervous is I don't like walking down the floors to the rooms where it seems, you know, kind of whitish, kind of like Titanic. I get really nervous about that because I feel like it's enclosed. I need to have a window. And not that I feel that way, feel enclosed usually. I'm not claustrophobic. But when I'm on, I just saw Titanic too many times. But it's very, very cool. You got stairs, you got elevators, you got arcades, you got bars. They also have classes. They teach you how to glass blow or blow glass. Or, I don't know, you do something with glass. You quit giggling. Anyway, you do a lot of cool stuff. So if you've never been on a cruise, I would save some money up. Now, of course, if you're able to, you know, share rooms with people, that also helps too, you know, if you can. But it's really fun. Just expect the rooms to be super tiny. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love it when you hear former employees of places kind of spill the beans of some secrets, okay? You're not supposed to, but it kind of, you know, it's kind of nice to see the backstory, okay? I worked at Jack in the Box, and, you know, Jack in the Box, when I used to walk into Jack in the Box, I'm like, oh, wow, what a neat restaurant. Well, when you work for Jack in the Box, you know, you're like, okay, well, it's not as exciting as it seems on the outside. If any of you walk into a Jack in the Box are really excited by that, it's not super exciting. It's about as exciting as McDonald's. Anyway, a former fast food chain employee has shared some insightful confessions in a piece for Cosmo entitled 12 Things McDonald's Staff Do But Would Never Admit To. And the claims include workers adding too much ice to customers' drinks if you're a jerk, or squashing the burger if they're rude to the staff, or serving vanilla milkshakes with no flavor because they're too lazy to replace the empty bag of syrup. Yeah, I can't stand tasting Coca-Cola that is too much of the soda water because they didn't put the proper amount of syrup in. They say, apparently, some of them will gorge on leftover nuggets at the end of the shift. Some people will give rude customers less than a half a pack of French fries. So if you're rude on the drive-thru going, excuse me, can you hear me? When you order fries, your fries may be only half full. The worker says that staff have definitely told customers they've run out of apple pies when they haven't. Okay, you don't go to McDonald's for an apple pie. You go to Marie Callender's for an apple pie. You go from McDonald's. I like their sundaes at McDonald's. I really like their hamburgers at McDonald's. I do. I like the taste of their hamburgers. The worker said that the staff have definitely told customers they've run out of apple pies. They simply couldn't be bothered to cook them because it takes, quote, approximately 4,000 years to do so. No, but it does take a while to heat them up. A former staff member also says that fish fingers come in Happy Meals. I guess some places serve fish fingers in Happy Meals. If they're in a rush and there's a fillet of fish around, they will cut the fillet of fish rather than the fish fingers. McDonald's usually doesn't put mayonnaise, but they do have plenty of mayonnaise. So if you ever want mayonnaise on your McDonald's burger, they do have it. Sauces in a McChicken sandwich, mayo chicken, chicken legend, apparently are all different. And they say the mayonnaise in the chicken legend is the best. I don't think I've ever had a chicken legend. I've had a McRib. They're kind of yummy. You could actually get caramel sauce on your McFlurry. This is a McFlurry season. The McFlurry! All right. So those are some scoop. There's a scoop on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.